You know, when you're playing against the teams that are ranked 13th in the world and you're ranked 5th, you know, it shouldn't come down to a last drop kick to decide the game. You know, with the World Cup just around the corner and Italy are also in our group, what it's going to do to these guys is it's going to give them a huge amount of confidence. There's a twofold effect to it. It will reduce the confidence in the Irish guys ahead of the French game next week, and it will also boost the Italians ahead of the World Cup. So it was poor, Paul, and some changes will have to be made, and the tactics that were applied yesterday will also have to be changed somewhat. And Ireland really didn't have a game plan yesterday. They just got their biggest ball carrier, Sean O'Brien, and battered him up the middle time after time, and he really became a sacrificial lamb at the game line. And for a player of his ability and talent and his age, I think he's too important to sacrifice like that.
Dave, what was the main negative and the main concern from yesterday, in your opinion? I suppose the one reoccurring theme was so many handling errors and unforced errors, really.
Yeah, you said it there, Paul. I think there was 14 handling errors, and Ireland also conceded 13 penalties and 3 free kicks. So when you tot those up, it's 30 times they went away and actually won the ball, and 30 times then they gave it back to the opposition. So if you do that against any of the top three in the world, they'll rip you apart. You cannot give that much possession to a quality team. And as I said, if they were playing against New Zealand, South Africa or Australia yesterday, the game would have been finished by halftime and the score would have been into astronomical numbers. Like, they can look for excuses and stuff like that and say it was the first game, it was the first time they played together. But 5 of that backline yesterday are part of the Leinster backline. So there is no excuses. You drop a pass, grand, everybody drops a pass now and then, but to do it 14 times in a game, you know, isn't acceptable, and it's something they really need to look at.
How do you actually account for those unforced errors, Dave? Because a Six Nations opening game out in Rome, I know it's a difficult one, but it shouldn't be a daunting prospect for the guys of this experience. I mean, look at the likes of, as you said, there's so many of that Leinster backline there.
Yeah.
Very, very seldom have we seen them so far this season making those kind of errors. I mean, going back to the Racing Metro game over in Paris a couple of weeks back, I mean, they were absolutely sensational and it looked like completely different players to what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, there was a twofold answer to that question, Paul. The first of all is that the Italians, the defence system they were using yesterday, they were doing a rush defence. They were just coming up and putting huge amount of pressure, especially in the midfield on O'Driscoll and Darcy. And the lads really had no time with the ball. As soon as they got the ball, they were smashed onto the ground and there was no time to do anything with it. And secondly is that the Irish forwards did not give them a platform to work on. They had no ball going forward. The line-out situation, whilst they had 9 and won 9, the ball they got, the backs got from that, wasn't on the forward foot. It was all slow ball that gave the Italian backs time to get organised. The Irish forwards really, whether you could say they were beaten or just matched the Italians yesterday is up for discussion, but you know, they certainly didn't get the upper hand in any part of the game, and that is a worrying sign. As I say, look, you know, you're going into a World Cup situation, and even if we look to next week when we're going to play France, you know, if you don't get parity, at least with these guys, you know, again, they'll rip you apart out in the backs because they will have forward momentum.
Yeah, no, Dave, from your experience moving forward into this week, as we said, it's a very, very difficult game next weekend, France at the Aviva Stadium. Mm-hmm. Will it be easy for the players to say this week, look, they'll meet up tomorrow again, obviously. Will it be easy to say, look, Saturday was bad, you know, it was a setback, but let's just put it behind us because France is a very difficult game. It's a totally different kettle of fish. Is that an easy thing for a set of players to do?
It is, Paul, to be quite honest, because like, all these guys are vastly experienced, and if you look at the coaching ticket that's there with Ireland at the moment, like, the experience is just, you know, it's never been there before. And just the mindset of even going into the Italian game, look, those games, really, they're a no-win situation. If you win, you're expected to win. You know, if you lose, everybody will be on your back. So there are no-win situations. But the French game is an entirely different situation. In terms of the players' mindset going to it, is that they know what they have to do. They know they have to raise their game. The one good positive thing is, look, we're playing at home. We're playing in the Aviva Stadium. I think it's the first Six Nations game there. The place will be packed to capacity because it's France. That's going to be a plus. And they know what they have to do. They'll look at the video yesterday. They'll see all the mistakes they made. And the one thing that they have to get rid of, really, is what we spoke about, where it goes among the mistakes they made. You can't get into the opposition's 22 and not come away with a score, and like, they did it time after time after time again, and the Italians just grew in confidence and grew in confidence. And same with the French, you know, they're of a different mindset. If you can stop them early, if you can stop them in their tracks, they will ask questions of themselves, and half the time when they're playing away from home, they'll run out the gate and they won't want to know about it. And you know, that becomes a little bit easier for Ireland, but in the first 10-15 minutes of the game, they have to answer the questions that France throw at them.